Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment of Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. We were discussing last time differences between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. I want to mention one more difference, which is the issue of Iroi, the issue of pouring. We keep on saying that if you pour something directly from a Kli Rishon, then whatever it hits on that direct path is considered the equivalent of that item being placed in the water, in the liquid, in that Kli Rishon. We say that for Kli Rishon, we do not say that for Kli Sheni. So, imagine for a moment, we were giving exceptions last time, but normally we say an uncooked item that has been placed in a Kli Sheni of hot liquid is going to be cooked. So, imagine the following situation. You have hot water in a Kli Sheni, and you have, or hot coffee, or whatever it is, in a Kli Sheni, and you have something baked that you want to put inside that hot liquid, that's a problem on Shabbos. Let's say you're going to pour it from the Kli Sheni, you're going to pour your hot liquid from the Kli Sheni into another vessel, and the item that you want to mix with your hot liquid is sitting in the vessel when you pour it into that other vessel. So you're directly pouring from a Kli Sheni onto that other thing. What is that? That does not have Kli Sheni status. And as we've said, the vast majority of things would not be considered cookable in a Kli Shlishi, and therefore to pour it from the Kli Sheni onto something else is not a problem. So that's an interesting leniency. What I'd like to speak about now is tea. We've said that generally speaking, Kli Shlishi does not have the capacity to cook on Shabbos, even if the liquid inside the Kli Shlishi is Yatzo lettuce, but was very hot. There's something called Kale Habishol, things that cook very easily. And the generally understood approach based on the Gemara on Shabbos is that tea leaves, this seems clear from the Gemara, that tea leaves have a status as Kale Habishol, as something that cooks easily. And therefore, tea leaves, according to many, would be cooked even in a Kli Shlishi. So that's the issue. You meet people who don't make tea on Shabbos. Why would they not make tea on Shabbos? They make coffee on Shabbos. The issue has to do with the tea leaves. And that they hold that even if you transfer the hot water to a Kli Shlishi before putting the tea bag in, it's still a problem of cooking on Shabbos. So is there any way to make tea on Shabbos according to that school? The answer is yes. This is what's called tea essence. And the concept of that is before Shabbos, you soak tea bags in water at a very strong tea concentration. And that means that the tea has essentially been cooked before Shabbos. It's been a pre-cooked tea. And then what you do is you take that strong tea concentrate and add it to hot water on Shabbos. You're not cooking the tea leaves at that point because the tea leaves were already cooked. And because you're dealing with a tea product that's already been cooked, you could even include that in a Kli Sheni of water, if you remember things that we've mentioned earlier in the series. So if I have tea essence that I prepared before Shabbos, I could take my cup, my empty cup, I could take hot water from my urn, that cup is a Kli Sheni, then I could take a certain amount of tea essence, drop it into that cup, and we're set. There are those who are lenient on this issue, and they say that even when it comes to tea leaves, a Kli Shlishi cannot affect cooking. And therefore, it would be acceptable to make tea from a tea bag with a Kli Shlishi on Shabbos. That would mean that you have your urn, you empty the water from your urn into a cup, a clean cup, that cup is the Kli Sheni, you then pour the water from that cup to a second cup, that cup is a Kli Shlishi, and at that point, you place a tea bag in the second cup. That's what it would be to make tea with a Kli Shlishi. Presumably, if you're talking about instant tea, you would treat it the same as instant coffee, which would mean that you would have your urn, you would empty hot water from the urn into a clean cup. That clean cup is a Kli Sheni, and then you would directly add the instant tea or the instant coffee to the cup. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.